Nolte, left-wing Quinnipiac poll has Biden job approval plummeting. By John Nolte on August 5, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is doing such a terrible job. Even the far-left fake pollsters at Quinnipiac couldn't juice their latest poll to lift him over 50% approval. President Biden gets a mixed job approval rating, with 46% of Americans approving and 43% disapproving, reports the fake pollster. This compares to a positive 49.41% job approval in May. Quinnipiac, has his fraudulency at 46% approval. Quinnipiac is one of the most biased and fraudulent pollsters the world has ever seen. This is how fake Quinnipiac is. In 2020, Quinnipiac had Biden winning Florida by 5, Trump won by 3. In Ohio, they had Biden up by 4, Trump won by 8. In South Carolina, they predicted a tie between Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and his Democrat opponent, Graham won by 11. Finally, they said Senator Susan Collins, Army, would lose re-election by 12, she won by 8. Quinnipiac is the most rigged poll I've ever come across. Rigged in favor of Democrats, naturally, and Quinnipiac has Biden's approval rating crashing to 46%. This is very, very bad news for his fraudulency. For context, Biden's overall approval rating in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls is right on the bubble at 50.7%, a drop from 54% in just 6 weeks. Biden's disapproval rating has climbed from 41 to 44% during this same time. For right now, at least, Biden appears to be defying political gravity. The economy is a shambles, with inflation eating away at any wage gains. The border is not only a disaster, Biden is allowing tens of thousands of illegals to swarm our country without knowing their vaccination status. Violent crime continues to explode in Democrat-run cities. And on the one issue that once held good news, his handling of the virus, the decrepit old fart has lost total control of the messaging, which allowed the deep state bureaucracy, in this case, the far-left CDC, to override his message that the pandemic is over. Although the numbers do not justify the current freakout over breakthrough infections for the vaccinated, the anti-science CDC and the fake media have so muddied the water with their fake news and fake hysteria, people have no idea what's going on. Does the vaccine work? Then why am I being told to put on a mask? They told me the vaccine worked, but everyone's freaking out. So not only has Biden lost control of the messaging, the guy who told us on July 4th that the pandemic was over now looks like a liar and fool. And for no reason, because nothing in the numbers shows he wasn't correct on July 4th. In worse news for his fraudulency, Quinnipiac has Biden upside on his handling of the economy by 5 points. 43% approve, 48% disapprove. On foreign policy, he's upside down by 2 points. 42% approve, 44% disapprove. On gun violence, he's upside down, not a typo. 23 points. 32% approve, 55% disapprove. On his handling of the virus, Biden is still above water with 53% approval and 40% disapproval. But this is a steep decline from the 65-30 number he enjoyed in May. The bottom is falling out of the Biden presidency, and there is nothing on the horizon that tells me he can reverse the trend. With the 2022 midterms looming, Democrats are about to face a referendum, and it will not be pretty. Teehee.